DW. Ah, a cup of Armenian herbal tea, golden in colour and steaming on this fresh day. This is the hot taste of the wild mountains of the South Caucasus, where Areg Galstian's teams have been foraging for naturally healing herbs.
Our teams are located in very different, difficulty accessible areas in mountains and in forests, where there are no any agricultural lands, and there our collectors, our team is collecting wild herbs and drying in certified dry houses, and then we bring to our production and process, pack and send it to our consumers.
We're at Areg's production workshop on the banks of Armenia's windswept and mountain-fringed Lake Sevan. This noisy machine is stripping the best bits from the gathered herbs and turning them into tea. Costing 9,000 euros of European grant funds, it was a gift aimed at kick-starting a business that could help enliven Armenia's poorest regions, as Oasi's David Muckenhuber explains.
With this machine, the beneficiary has been able to make the tea production more efficient. And with this, he has also increased the area of organic tea collection. He has created also workplaces, so more people now actually have work gathering the organic tea in the wild harvest. And overall, this is a growing business now.
Agriculture still provides 20% of Armenia's GDP. The hope of this project is to promote a form of farming that's free of artificial chemicals, both for the sake of the environment and for the farmers themselves.
In a way they can sell the products for a higher value and on a niche market. You might know that also Armenia has not enough space to create mass scale and large agriculture production. This is why the small scale farmers are better off if they do organic agriculture.
That's because Armenia has a land mass of less than 30,000 square kilometers, and much of it is rocky highland. Its main market is Russia to the north, which has plenty of cropland. Yet political analyst Alexander Iskandarian says Armenia is doing a good business exporting high-quality products to Russia and beyond, to people who care more and more about the natural provenance of their food.
It is developing sphere, and we produce really ecologically good products, cognac, wine, fruits, apricots, peach, such kind of things. Even potatoes, can you imagine that we export potatoes as well?
And there are exports of honey. Japan, for example, buys lots of Armenian honey. And that, says entrepreneur George Tabakian, is because little, rugged and supposedly underdeveloped Armenia missed one development that might have proved a blessing.
We don't have the heavy pesticides which are used in the West. I mean, Europe and the US, they use these heavy pesticides produced by, you know, big companies like Bayer, for example, these nanopesticides, which are very good for orchards, they are good for fields, but they are not good for bees. They kill the bees. In Armenia, we don't have these pesticides yet.
Tabakian, who runs a quality honey production company from a basement workshop in the suburbs of Armenia's capital, Yerevan, is trying to help spread the organic revolution among his honey providers.
Since we have around 26 beekeepers all over Armenia, we are helping everybody to move to organic beekeeping, to show them that this is better for nature, this is better for their honey. Even if their honey is not labeled as organic, we are trying to teach them the organic ways of doing beekeeping, because that's the right way of doing it. They have this clean nature wherever they are, so it's very easy for them to do this jump.
Armenia is a country with lots of wild nature, but also with pockets of post-Soviet heavy industry and mining. So how do the wandering beekeepers keep their honey pure?
They are not allowed to use any chemicals, antibiotics for the hive. We, with the certifying body, we check the radius of 7 kilometers around the bee farm to see if there are any mines or heavy metals or any kind of pollution, contamination. We try to stay away from villages, because in many villages they will use pesticides for the orchards. That's not good for the bees, so we stay away from the villages.
These are strict rules, but if the beekeepers believe in the project, they do find rewards.
Our beekeepers are all in remote areas. They are all in border villages in Armenia, where poverty is very high. And with our company, we try to create an income for these people. So most of our beekeepers actually are doing well right now with the business growing. But we want to increase their numbers and, you know, make a bigger network, actually.
The development project ORC supports this environmentally friendly form of agriculture by helping bring the producers to organic fairs across the world. It has also helped in the scruffy town of Aboyan, where it has supported agricultural entrepreneur Lucina Nalbandian by this machine, which processes the poo of Californian redworms.
So we are getting organic industrial waste with the cow manure, and then we pre-compost it and then give it to the worms, and they eat it, and their excrements are basically the best ever possible organic fertilizer.
So why is this sort of fertilizer so important?
The danger of overusing of artificial chemical fertilizers are several, and the highest danger is that it contaminates the soil, and this contamination goes to the plant and through the plant to the people, and it's cancerogenic.
Liana would like to see a greater commitment to organic farming from the post-revolution government in Armenia. She says so far there's been lots of vague talk about organic strategies, but little concrete action. She also says that the support from OASI since 2015 has proved very useful indeed.
This development aid has made a big difference within these 3 years. And I can say that awareness about, like a person who has been engaged in organic farming more than 12 years, I can say that the awareness about organic farming has increased a lot. There are more people who want to be engaged in organic farming, and there are more consumers who want to consume organic products.
Christian Cummins, DW, Yerevan. DW.